Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Jola Speaks. Thank God for His love, His care, His compassion. And it's good to always remember that in everything we give thanks, in every situation we're going through, always remember to give thanks to the Lord. So today we're going to continue from where we said yesterday, the working of miracles. And today I want to discuss, you need God, I need God, we all need God. And so today I'm going to be reflecting a lot on a couple of examples in the Bible. David and probably used Joseph in the Bible and their miracle. So David's miracle was a shepherd boy becoming king of Israel. Joseph's miracle was the last born of an Israelite, Jacob, becoming the prime minister of Egypt and then bringing his family into Egypt as God had intended. Two miracles look so simple, but then in between, the how was so complicated. Holy Spirit, thank you for your word today. As I speak, help it to deliver your message I put in my heart. All of you, less of me, take absolute control and open the ears and heart of those listening to be encouraged and happy today after listening to this message. In Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen. God is important. God is paramount. There is nothing in our lives that can take the importance of God or should take the importance and gravity of who God should be in our lives. There should be a spot in our hearts which only God can fill. It's a God spot, right? And we need to remember that, and I will explain to you why today. You see, yesterday we discussed the working of miracles. We saw how complicated it was for David the shepherd boy to become king of Israel. You see, we saw the hoops, the lows, the highs, the low lows, the high highs, and the various, you know, ups and downs he went through to become the king of Israel. David was walking with God, yet there were highs and lows. David was following God's leading most of the time, and yet there were highs and lows. If he had no compass, if he had no navigation, how would he have figured out the map? It's impossible. You see, if you look at Joseph, God gave him a dream that, you know, the sun, the moon, and 11 stars would bow before him when he was 19 years old. That was a fantastic dream he dreamt. But for that dream to come to pass, and much bigger, because not only the sun, moon, and stars bow before him, the people of Egypt, you know, were born before him because he was the prime minister of Egypt. But for that dream to come to pass, there were highs, there were low lows, there were highs again, lower lows, and then till he became the prime minister of Egypt, and then afterwards he helped his family come to Egypt. It was not straightforward. If you look at the Bible, right, there is no time where journey has been straightforward. It's not like, oh, boom, boom. No. There's always a working of the miracles. Working of the miracles. There's a word said, and for that word to come to pass, there's a process in that word. There's the working that is required for that miracle to happen. There's the inner work we need to do in ourselves that we face opposition, challenge, different things for the working of the miracle. And so if we want to rely on our own strength to navigate life, we are literally going in the dark. We have no clue what's going on. We think this step is right. And you know, just like a dead clock is right twice a day, sometimes we may be right, but majority will be wrong because we do not know the way or path. We may think we have achieved, but if we had God with us and led by God, we'll probably have much more bigger achievements. And guess what? We may not even know what we are missing out. We think, oh yes, you know, I'm doing great. But where is that where God really has called? Is that why God has created you and I? Are we going to that lane? Are we following God's leading, or are we literally letting ourselves lead ourselves? God knows the end from the beginning, because he has already created and made those things. So if he knows the end from the beginning, while we only know what we see, we try to know more than what we can see, except God reveals it to us. We do not know. And so if we're here imagining things, say, oh well, I'll do it this way, I'll do it that way, following our will, it won't take us far. It won't take us to the length and capacity of what God is calling us to do. And guess what? To become and be what God had intended when he created us, we need God. We cannot do it ourselves. It's impossible. It can't be by our power might. We don't have the insights, the understanding to do that. Only God does. And so we need to understand how important God is to us. In our journey of life, he is so important. There is nothing as paramount and important as God in our lives. There's nothing. There's absolutely nothing. You can't name it. There's nothing. Because at the end of the day, he created us, and he knows why he brought us on earth. So if you are thinking that you can get God's understanding by not speaking to him or listening to him, it's impossible. How does it inform you of what he wants you to do? It's impossible. We need to really, really understand this point, that it is so important to have God in our lives. It is so important. You know, I can't imagine a life without God. I don't know how it's going to be. I don't have that kind of capacity. I don't how. You know, look at David. Look at Joseph. How would David have known that, you know, he would have another opposition 5 years after Saul had died? How would he have been ready? How would his mind have been positioned to become king of Israel? The processes, the challenges they went through, how would he have gone through and faced it? You know, there are so many things on the way. There's only God that can help us navigate those places. We can't do it by our strength. We will fall and we will crumble. Because guess what? We are not that powerful. But God is. And so he can lead us to really hone the power he has given us exactly in the spot he has created and done for us. So that even when there are 1,000 in front of us as opposition, who is in us is greater than 1,000. It's not us. It is person in us. It's God in us that can get a 1,000. The same way God saved David from Saul when Saul sent 3,000 men to kill David in the wilderness. God made them all sleep. And so the three men were nothing to David because God intervened. How would David have gone through that if he did not know God? They would have killed him immediately. In fact, he would have gone to that point in time and have died. There's so many times where Saul was throwing spears at him. He would have done that at those points. But God protected. God kept him. God is so important. And I write here, our relationship with God is paramount. If we don't have one, we have nothing. Because everything we do, every decision we make, right, is important for God to go through with us. Because we can easily make mistakes. And one mistake can cost us everything. And so if you think, oh, we have this, we have that, one mistake can cost us everything. And so if we don't have a relationship with God, we don't have anything. We need that more than we need life. It is so important for us to navigate where we are going to. We ask, how do you want to navigate without a relationship with God? It's impossible. I write here, I seriously need God. I depend on God for my life. I cannot think of a life without God not being front and center of my life. I don't want to walk in the dark. Because you are just guessing, assuming, thinking. No. When you can go to the one that knows and sees even what you don't see, God leads me with light. And I'm hoping and praying he does the same for you. And you have that relationship so that he does the same for you. So over to you. Who is the Lord of your life? Who are you following? Who is leading you? Are you leading yourself? you know, or maybe you've let God lead you in the past and you stopped it because of some issue that happened. Maybe something, maybe there was an opposition or challenge that was seemed so hard and huge. And so because of that, it made you turn away from God. Where are you? Right? You know, are you doubting God's love for you? Are you, do you not believe God can lead you? Where are you? Is it good to have a honest conversation to say, where am I really? Am I pretending to, you know, believe God? Am I really, really, truly making God the center and front of our lives? It's a question. And so I write here, if you know God, or you knew God, and you don't know Him again. So if you don't know God, or you knew God before, and you have turned away because of circumstances, or cares of this world, or things that really hurt you, whatever it is, I want to re-invite you to know God. I want to re-invite you to healing of your heart, wherever form of mistakes or errors one has made. God is the omnipresent, omniscient, which means that no matter how far you have derailed, God can put you back. He can do it. You cannot, I cannot, but He can give you the understanding, the wisdom, the clarity to reposition you back to where we should be. That is God. So I say today, I want you to re-invite you or invite you to know my wonderful Father. The only way to Him is Jesus. So I've written a prayer here that I would read out. If you are in this position, I would encourage you to read, to listen and say after me. And also, if you perhaps need any guidance, any prayers, after saying this prayer, any ideas of what you should do after, please send me a message on Instagram most likely, because that's what I will read. And I will be happy to help you navigate the process. So I say, Dear Jesus, and please say after me, Dear Jesus, I am a sinner. I have tried my own way. I have been living a life where you are not Lord, and I am sorry. Today, I confess that you are my Lord and personal Savior. I confess that you are my Lord and personal Savior. I acknowledge that you died on the cross for me, so I may have eternal life. I thank you for the cross. Please come into my life. I receive you with open hands. Take control of my life. I submit to you. I declare you Lord over this life that you are giving to me. Thank you for your love. I want to begin to continue to walk in love as you love, as you've called me to, and to serve as you have directed me to. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. And if you made this prayer, reach out to me. I'm happy to help in any way I can as God leads me to. But thank you for listening to me today. And God bless you. I love you. Bye.